good. How's everybody doing today? First off, I just want to thank the New Orleans Saints organization, general manager, Mr. Loomis, owner, Mrs. Benson, and Coach Payton for, believing in me, especially in this situation, to come out there and help the team win games and go forward from here. So I'm just excited for the process to begin. I'm excited to go to New Orleans, meet the people, see the city, and I'm just excited to get the process rolling. You guys there?
Yeah, hey Cam.
Okay.
What do you know about how your knees are covering?
I'm sorry, I was having a hard time hearing you. You there?
Yeah, Cam. How's your knee and how's all the recovery with that going?
It's coming along. Like I said previously, I haven't had any setback. Along the recovery process, I'm gaining strength day by day, month by month. I'm excited to see how soon I can get back. The main objective for me, though, is to, do as much as I can with the trainers to get ready for the season. But, my goal is to try and get back to training camp. But, as long as there isn't any setbacks or anything like that, it shouldn't be any problem.
Cam, what's your excitement level joining this offense?
On a scale of 1 to 10, it's almost a 10, man. I'm excited to be out there in New Orleans and, part of the tradition, winning tradition, great fans, great city. I'm just excited to be a part of it.
Cam, what specifically made you want to join the Saints?
When I got out to the city initially, it was a great vibe, great feeling. Good people, Coach Payton, and I met Coach Payton that night. Coach CJ was out with us, and I think it was just a good connection. It was great chemistry at dinner, and I knew the offense, the type of offense they run. They're very productive. The receivers do well in that system, and ultimately, it was just the best situation for me.
And you talked about Coach CJ. I believe he coached you a year in Chicago. Just what are you excited about reuniting with him?
Yeah, man. CJ was a big part of my success in Chicago. And, to be able to rejoin in New Orleans and get back right where we left off, it's kind of like, nothing really happened. A season went by and I still didn't really get to play because I was injured or whatever. But, we're kind of going back in and picking up right where we left off.
And then, does the Saints' history of, I know you were a guy that was undrafted and signed as a free agent, just does the Saints' history with guys like that, does that kind of, maybe make it feel like a better fit for you?
Saints' history with what? I'm sorry?
Undrafted free agents, like guys like Willie Snead, Marcus Colston came in and had real good, seasons.
Sure. For sure. It's a place where opportunity is equal, to everyone. And I just feel like, Coach Payton and the Saints had a plan for me coming in. They made that pretty clear. So I'm excited to be a part of the offense and, do what I can.
Cam, you said you were familiar with the offense. How do you know about this offense?
What's that?
You said you were familiar with the Saints offense. Like, have you played in something similar to this before or just, is this just from watching?
From watching the film, I'm just familiar with, they move the ball downfield, they spread it out. Drew Brees throws the ball, almost 40 times a game. So they have dynamic running backs, good old line. So, there's so many pieces to the puzzle over there that, it's hard to not be successful.
Willie Snead's another guy who, used to play quarterback. I'm just wondering, how much – do you think your experience under center has helped you transition to being a receiver?
Quite a bit. Early on, it's mostly about getting used to being a professional wide receiver. Your rookie year, you come in, and it's not the same as the division I came on. But intellectually, I feel like I was still on pace. I was getting the plays, and that allowed me to play a little bit faster, a little bit more confident. So definitely helped.
Cameron, how many visits did you take as a restricted free agent?
I took three visits. I took one to Indianapolis first, and then I went to Baltimore and New Orleans.
Yeah, it is correct that you got two offers, is that right, Baltimore and New Orleans?
Yes.
And, I mean, obviously it seems by all accounts that the Bears, the only reason that they didn't offer you a bigger tender and match the offer is because of medical concerns, since, you know, they like so much else about you. Do you understand why? I mean, do you feel like there is at least some question mark among some doctors about your ability to get back to 100%?
You know, that's not my place to say, but, you know, from what I know, what I've been told, you know, I'm right on schedule, haven't had any setbacks, and, you know, I should be A-okay, at least from the medical standpoint.
And, Kim, do you know,
have they talked at all about your role here? I know you put probably about 50% of the time in the slot. Is that something you think will be your primary role in New Orleans?
I wouldn't speak specifics, but I let them know I'm open to play anywhere on the field. I enjoy moving around, taking advantage of all different type of routes and mismatches on the field. So, you know, we'll probably get into that once we can figure out how I feel coming off of this injury and, you know, what all I can do. So, you know, hopefully I can go out there and do as much as I can all around the field.
Cam, do you know anyone on the Saints personally?
I don't think I know anybody on this roster, but my friend Kyle Petter used to play his rookie year with the Saints, so he filled me in on the type of locker room and, you know, the city, and you know, he made it pretty clear that it's a good place to play.
Sorry, you broke up for a second. Who did you just say at the end?
Kyle Petter.
Okay, gotcha. Cam, were you hurt at all that the Bears didn't match?
I wouldn't say. I was just a little disappointed. You know, it's my home city, so, you know, of course there'd be a little disappointment. But you know, at the end of the day, it's business. It's my first time dealing with that, so it was a surprise. But at the end of the day, I signed that letter or that agreement with the Saints, knowing that was a possibility. So you know, I was expecting to be a Saint, but if the Bears had matched, you know, that wouldn't have been bad either. So,
does anybody else have any other questions? Perfect.
Thank you very much.